It's time once again for our monthly Pardee UNC Healthcare interview. Today we're speaking with Dr. Holly Humphrey, an invasive cardiologist with Pardee UNC Healthcare. Dr. Humphrey, first of all, thank you for taking some time with us. We appreciate it. So you're joining us just after American Heart Month, which was February. So it's important to talk about cholesterol and how it affects your heart health. Can you tell us why that's so important and why it's important to pay attention to those cholesterol levels?
Yeah, thank you for having me today. And we do always need to know our numbers in terms of blood pressure, cholesterol, blood sugars. And if you have too much cholesterol in your body, this can put you at higher risk for heart disease and stroke.
Okay, so talk to us about the things that affect cholesterol. If we're keeping an eye on those numbers, we got to know what makes them rise and what we can do to lower them, right?
So that's a great question. And I always love to talk to people about this because this is one of the things that you can really do so many things to affect your own cholesterol. Mm-hmm. One element, of course, is genetics, and you can't outrun your genetics.
Right.
But there's so many other things that you can do. One, obviously, is diet. The people who have the best cholesterols are people who eat more plant-based foods. We're from North Carolina, and that's not realistic for most people, and I get that. I am also from North Carolina.
It's barbecue country, right, exactly.
My dad likes a good fatback biscuit.
Nice.
So I understand that, but we certainly can make modifications so that our diets are heart healthy. And I always tell people everything in moderation. I gave a talk to one of the retirement communities recently, and I was told I was no fun. And I wanted to remind everybody, everything in moderation. I'm not telling you you can't ever have your fatback biscuit or your piece of cake, but maybe don't have them all the time or even every week. So plant-based foods are important, and then choosing dairy products, meat products that are low in fat. Organ meats are in general no-nos. So all of you that like your liver mush and your liver pudding, which I grew up on.
That's my dad.
Yeah, we want to minimize that. If you're going to have dairy products, we aim for 1% fat or less. And then if you do have meat products, we used to think that chicken and poultry and fish were all better than pork and beef. And that's probably not true. Fish is still better than all the others. But chicken and poultry, turkey are probably in the same category with the beef and the pork. We encourage you to choose the leanest cuts. So all of that yummy marbling that everybody likes is probably not to be had every week.
Okay.
Trim the fat off, take the skin off, and then grill it, bake it, broil it. Don't fry it.
Okay.
are all your best choices.
What I heard you say was don't pick the marbling meats every week.
That's right. Like I said, everything in moderation.
That's where I was going with that. So it can be, the cholesterol can be confusing because there are different kinds of cholesterol. So break that down for us, if you would.
Yeah, so when you get your cholesterol panel back, it's going to have a lot of information. And the most important numbers for you to know are, one, your total cholesterol. And for everyone, regardless of your health conditions, you want that to be less than 200. They're also going to give you your LDL, which is your, quote, bad cholesterol. And this is the stuff that when it's too high in your bloodstream circulating, it's going to lead to plaque buildup and hardening of the arteries. That's what increases your risk of heart attack and stroke. And then your HDL, which stands for high density lipoproteins. LDL is low density lipoproteins. Your HDL is your good cholesterol. And so we really do want those numbers to be higher. And the goals are actually different for women and men. So for men greater than 40, for women greater than 50. And things that will raise your good cholesterol are things like exercise, heart healthy diets, actually a little bit of alcohol will get your HDL up. For women, we recommend no more than one standard drink a day. Men no more than two. And just eating a good heart healthy diet. So good fats, omega-3 fats, things like avocados, olive oil, flaxseed, those will get your HDL up. And then minimizing those animal fats will get that LDL down.
Okay.
The other thing that you're going to get on your cholesterol panel is your triglyceride. And that's not really in the same category as the LDL and HDL, but it is a fat that circulates in your body. And if you have diabetes and you have really uncontrolled blood sugars, that's going to be high. And the way to get that down is to control your blood sugar and minimize your carbs. And then also eating those really fatty foods will get that triglyceride up. When you get your cholesterol checked, if you are not fasting, your triglyceride will not be accurate. So be sure you're fasting when you get that checked.
Okay. And you get your cholesterol checked through your physician.
So most people, yes, will get it done at their annual primary visit. If you're over 65 at your annual Medicare check-in, they'll check it. But even when you're in your 20s and 30s, you should be getting it checked every at least 5 years.
Okay. So clearly important to keep the numbers in check. You've talked to us about things that we can change with our diet to keep those bad cholesterols low, because you got your good cop and your bad cop. Any other thoughts on how to keep the bad ones low?
So exercise, exercise actually is huge. So the American Heart Association recommends 150 minutes per week of moderate intensity exercise. So if you break it down to 30 minutes, 5 days a week, it's not that big of a burden. And just walking counts.
Sure.
And I don't mean walking your dog where they stop to like take a little pee and sniff the flowers every couple of feet. Like, you have to actually walk for the purpose of walking.
The heart rate.
That's right. Get your heart rate up. But exercise is a big one. And then, of course, not smoking, minimizing the alcohol, heart healthy diet. These are all the things that are going to make your cholesterol numbers look better without the use of medications.
If
you can't get there on your own, we can give you medications. But I am the type of physician that I want you to do it on your own if I can.
Okay.
All medications have side effects. Everyone comes to us and says, I don't really want to take a statin. I've heard so many bad things about statins.
Yep.
And that's our first choice for cholesterol. No matter which cholesterol numbers are abnormal, we're going to go to the statin first. And there are side effects. So if you can do it without us doing the drugs, that's my preference.
Okay.
But if you have a genetic reason or you just aren't able to do it with lifestyle changes, there are plenty of options out there. And there's not just statins now. We have a whole range of drugs that have good trial data, good outcomes data that show that they reduce your cardiovascular morbidity and mortality. And what does that mean? You're going to live a better life and you're going to live a longer life.
Okay. All right. We've been speaking with Dr. Holly Humphrey, invasive cardiologist with Pardee UNC Healthcare. We've been talking about cholesterol. Let's do a little getting to know you session. Why is it you chose this specific field of healthcare?
From a very young age, I was interested in medicine, and I was very fortunate. I'm from Greensboro, North Carolina, and they have an excellent heart program there that has really grown from a small community hospital into a large regional hospital, which is what we're kind of doing here at Pardee right now.
Yeah.
And I was able to shadow with a cardiologist, Dr. Joe LeBauer, who had a group there that was kind of a seminal group in the 80s. They participated in a lot of the early drug trials with heart attacks, and they were early adopters of cardiac catheterization. And I was able to shadow with him and just fell in love with it. And so there's a lot of physiology and a lot of logic that goes into it.
Yeah.
And then I just love working with the patients.
Sure, sure. And we want to remind folks also, our listeners over in Brevard in Transylvania County, right now you are practicing here in Hendersonville, Henderson County, but you are a part of a team of all women cardiologists that are coming soon to Brevard, right?
Yeah. So currently our office is open on Justice Street across from Pardee, but we are soon opening a practice in Brevard on Chestnut Street. And there will be a team of three cardiologists, and we happen to all be ladies.
Mm-hmm.
So we're bringing all of our expertise to improve heart health in Transylvania County.
Excellent. Well, good luck with that. That's going to be awesome.
Thank you.
All right. Dr. Humphrey, thanks again for spending some time with us and telling us about the importance of keeping those cholesterol levels down.
Thanks for having me. Absolutely. Happy heart health.
Yes. So if you are concerned about your cholesterol levels, your healthcare provider can help you develop a plan to improve your numbers and your heart health. So if you'd like to find out more information or find a primary care provider near you, visit pardeehospital.org.